Hi, I'm going to start another live video today, and today I'm going to invite Sharon Lee. So I'm waiting for her right now. Let's see. Okay, she's joined the room. Okay, I'm going to log in. Okay. Hey,
Hi.
Sharon.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for coming
Course.
into this room, hopping on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I've
Is
never
it
done
there?
anything like this
No?
before. No. Like all this Instagram, like especially the live stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I get really nervous, but I kind of feel like it's a little more casual than like doing those actual podcasts, the formal ones. So they're fun and we can keep it short.
Yeah. But
Okay.
this is
Okay.
live, like people can be watching
They
right now.
if they are on Instagram, they're gonna see the live button and they can join in this chat if they want to.
Oh, like they can hop on and talk to
Do
us?
you see anyone on the
Yeah.
bottom? Do you
Yeah,
see the
someone
names?
joined.
Yeah, I don't know who all these people are, but I see like the roles come on, but I just try to ignore them. So I'm
Okay.
keeping my eye on you so I don't get distracted.
Okay. Great
Yeah.
suggestion.
Yeah, this is kind of fun, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to this live Walnut Women I guess Advent countdown. There's 2 more days till Christmas, and I want to introduce you as Sharon Lee, Pastor Gabe's wife. And thank you for joining me today. I'm going to continue on the same 3 questions I've been asking first Aaron and then Vanessa. And just to get the Christmas spirit going. So let's start off with a fun question. What is your favorite Christmas song and why? You can give me one secular song and then one Christian song if you'd like.
I don't know about. So I was gonna say I don't even have a favorite like Christian Christmas song. I feel like I don't have a lot of favorite anything.
Oh.
So I'll cheat if you'll allow me and say I have a favorite Christmas album just
Oh.
because it's by Shane and Shane.
Okay.
I really like Shane and Shane, and it's their. I'm not sure if it's a kids Christmas song, but they partner with Kingdom Kids. So maybe it's for children, like children's songs.
Oh,
But it
nice.
sounds a lot more sophisticated than normal children's songs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I like the Shane and Shane album.
So they collaborate with kids to make the album?
I think so. Oh,
Okay.
yeah. I really
Cool.
enjoy it. I don't have an answer for the secular song.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I figured I'll just let get throw out all the options there.
Yeah.
Okay, the second question is about Jesus. I wanted to ask you if there is a specific attribute or characteristic that he possesses that is meaningful to you and why.
Of Jesus. Jesus specifically.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like seeing as Jesus and God, I'm gonna answer Jesus and God.
Okay, that's
I think recently I've been sort of dwelling on God's sovereignty.
fine.
Yeah, just because like there are a lot of transitions coming up next year, just like church-wise, which for some reason I'm really nervous about. I didn't
Really?
expect this from myself.
Oh.
Because I feel like I'm not typically a person who stresses out
No,
a
I
lot.
didn't think so.
Yeah, you would say the same thing. Yeah, I feel like I'm normally a person who's very calm,
Yeah.
just sort of takes things as they come, more like flexible. But for some reason, like as I'm anticipating a lot of changes to be happening next year, I'm really nervous. And I kept telling Gabe, like, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. But anyways, I think just meditating on God's sovereignty has been helping me, reminding myself that like overall, God is the one who's in control of everything, and like even if there are things that I can't anticipate for the future, I know that God has it all planned out and it's in his hands.
Do you think that you're thinking of it from the angle of like Gabe's ministries or like church-wide, like the church planting and all the, upcoming transitions church-wide?
Yeah, I think it's more church-wide. Just anticipating, like even maybe like a cultural shift, like a shift in our church culture, just because like so many things are changing. Like people might be leaving for the church plant, and like new people will be coming in. Yeah, I think Gabe helped me realize that I don't deal well with change.
This
I
could
think
be.
that's the root of it.
Oh, it'll be uncomfortable, right? I think you feel like you're gonna have to make adjustments. That's a good thing to recognize, though, to identify that you are feeling anxious about it and that you know that you can dwell on God's sovereignty and his control, and yeah, that he does know what's best and he is making those preparations for us so we can walk into them. Yeah, but change is generally really hard for people, especially the older we get, So,
Yeah, I just feel very, very comfortable, you know, like where I am right now. I feel like maybe because I'm in such a comfortable spot, just anticipating any change that might happen, even in the near future, especially in the near future, sort of like shakes me up.
Change is a threat to that comfort, but change is good because it means we have to keep growing as individuals and as a congregation.
That's true. I don't like to be striked.
No, nobody does. We don't do it willingly. Okay, well, that's a good answer. We'll move on. Okay, so I guess you can answer as a piggyback to what you shared, or you can do something new. So the last question I'm going to ask you is, what is a prayer you have for yourself this season?
Recently, a prayer has been to cultivate a more hospitable heart, and like allow it to overflow in, I guess how I use our home, to be more hospitable to inviting people in. That's something Gabe and I have been trying to learn a lot recently, especially since we moved into our home. I don't know if it's very specific to like the Christmas season, but that's just something like recently we've really been trying to do. And I guess like it does sort of piggyback on like the last question, the last answer, because it stretches me too. It's
Oh, really?
very stretching because I mean, even ever since like marrying Gabe, I've been stretched so much in just like socializing. And I feel like practicing hospitality is an aspect of that.
It is. Yeah.
So it's been good. We really enjoy hosting people over in our home. And there have been like holiday events. So I guess that does sort of relate to the season. Just hosting holiday events and just having people over. But we've also been trying to build relationships with some guys I met in the community. We invited them over to our home, and we're just trying to like ultimately share Christ with them. But it's very scary because they're complete strangers.
Are they in your neighborhood or like the outside local community?
I met them while I was walking around in the neighborhood. I was on my way to the park. And we just struck up the conversation. So, yeah, I'm just really, really praying that God would use this relationship for his glory. But it's scary. So scary.
If you ask for his glory to be made known, I think he will definitely make his glory known through your actions, through your faithfulness, and through your hospitality. So, when you guys host, who usually does what role in the hosting? There's like the making preparations, there's the provision, there's like the social aspect. Like, what, how do you and Gabe divide those tasks? And then you also have Jed.
Sorry, Jed is like banging on the door. So a lot of the hosting we've been doing has been potluck, which is great. So we don't have to like do all of the provisions for the food. But if we do cook, it'll be mostly Gabe cooking because he's the chef of the family. I'll get the house ready, like I'll clean up, get things set up. Gabe will help me with like the heavy lifting. I think we're pretty even on the socializing, but I've also noticed both of us sometimes just like to hang back
Oh yeah.
from the crowd.
Let the crowd take over and socialize.
Gabe's an observer, like from the side, and I need to exert a lot of effort to socialize, so sometimes I just withdraw.
Yeah, well, I think that's really encouraging because I think our homes are such a great resource to use and share with our church and our community. And you can do ministry there, like without having to book a room, because it's like it's your own space. So I think it's a really great practical way to extend our resources for the kingdom. And I think it's great. Yeah, I'm encouraged that you guys do that. And I can see how things play out knowing you and Gabe. But yeah, I hope that you guys have blessed experiences seeing the fruit of like people come together, people who don't have their own places or places as nice as yours. Yeah, do you guys have anything else you're gonna do before Christmas? I guess that's my last question.
Before Christmas, Christmas is in 2 days. Well, we have our large family gathering tomorrow, Christmas Eve night, just because that's when most people are available. So I guess we have that.
Are you guys hosting?
No, we're
Oh,
not. It'll be at my parents' place. We hosted for Thanksgiving.
okay.
So we're taking a break.
Nice. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I think we'll be done for today. It was nice getting to hear a little bit about you. And so thanks for sharing.
Cool.
And
Thanks, Leslie.
thanks for taking on the challenge to do a live with me.
Thanks. It's a learning curve.
Yeah, it is. It is for me too. This is only my third time hosting. So,
Nice.
okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay,
Bye.
bye-bye.